Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Game Time live from the Next Gen Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Nick Baugh with you, 12:59 on a Thursday. Hey, coming up tomorrow on the show, BC, Brian Christofferson. We'll also catch up with Shicky, get you set for the College World Series, which we are going to be at the Omaha Baseball Village. Doing our thing there, holding it down, doing shows over the weekend. It's going to be great. It is going to be absolutely fantastic. So we're going to be doing our thing out there. So make sure you guys come say hi as the College World Series will get cracking starting on Saturday. First game at 1 o'clock. So it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. Yeah, you know, we were talking about the bombshell that really got... sneaky dropped, or there could be a bombshell drop with the story that a high-ranking NCAA official told CBS that at least six Division I men's basketball programs will receive notice of allegations for Level 1 violations, the most serious infraction under NCAA rules as a result of the FBI thing. I mean, again, I think if I had to guess the six programs, if I had to guess, I would go with Arizona, Kansas, Louisville, Okie State, LSU, and Auburn. But certainly, you never know. I mean, there was as many as, gosh, maybe at least 20-plus schools named during the course of this FBI investigation. So, like, certainly they've had to comb through, and now some have been more prevalent than others. And of course, I mean, Creighton's one of those 20 schools that was at least mentioned during the course of this FBI investigation. Now, I think there's far more smoking guns and bigger, more evidence of things that maybe went awry for other schools than Creighton. I mean, Creighton, there still is no legitimate smoking gun. And, oh, by the way, it's June 13th and Preston Murphy is, you know, still at Creighton, so... Obviously, Kansas or Creighton and the staff have felt pretty comfortable about where things are at with that. But, you know, we'll see. But this could rock the – I've told you before, the NCAA has been in a weird spot. Because I think for the longest time, the NCAA just kind of wanted to be like, you know, hear no evil, see no evil. You know, like just, hey, you know, ignorance is bliss. If we just act like we don't know, you know. Like just, hey, I don't know. I don't. But now it got smacked in their face with this FBI stuff, almost to the point where they have to, I mean, they have to react. That's what my whole thing the whole time is like. The NCAA, it's not like the NCAA can just never do, I mean, you have to do something, or you are, or it's just, it's kind of a joke, right? Now, hear me in my heart, the hard part about this is I've told you the whole time, I just don't get outraged over the idea of, like, a shooting guard getting $20,000. It just doesn't outrage me. It just doesn't. There are real things in this world to get outraged by. That's not one of them. Now, I'm also not a guy that says you can pick and choose what rules you want to follow. It's against the rules, you know? But I also think you can slap these massive sanctions on these schools, but until you address the fundamental issue at hand, which is these players have value but exist in a system that doesn't allow them to capitalize on their value, this is going to continue to happen. It's going to continue to happen. So, we'll see. But again, I think I could see Okie State, Auburn, LSU, Kansas, Arizona, Louisville being the six schools that were mentioned as getting hit here. That would be my guess. That would be my guess. But we'll see. By the way, speaking of guessing, real quick, everybody's trying to guess, what's Kyrie Irving going to do? Did you see the news yesterday? Kyrie Irving dropped his longtime agent and is officially signed with Roc Nation, which is Jay-Z and a bunch of different people's agency and financial group that they started a couple years ago.
Yeah, I think the only, to be honest with you, off the top of my head, the only player that they have on theirs is Skylar Diggins.
Oh, really? Is that, yeah.
They've had a couple.
They've had a couple, but I don't.
Like I'm talking like level.
Yeah, big stars.
Skylar Diggins, I think, is their biggest one to date.
But to me, this all but guarantees he's going to Brooklyn to me. Now, remember, because Jay-Z was part owner of the Brooklyn Nets, but he had to sell his shares and give up everything when he started the Roc Nation agency thing. But, I mean, you don't got to be Sherlock Holmes to connect these dots, right? Remember, Stephen A. Smith reported a couple weeks ago, and here's the thing. Stephen A. may be a loudmouth, but Stephen A. is really tied in with the NBA. Again, the only person that was saying LeBron's going to Miami when it was going down was Stephen A. And Stephen A. said a couple weeks ago that Kyrie Irving has given the Brooklyn Nets every indication that he intends to sign with them. So you have that report, and then you have the report that Kyrie has dropped his agent and signed with the agency that is, I know they're not technically affiliated with Brooklyn, but like, come on, anybody, like they're Roc Nation, Jay-Z. Jay-Z is synonymous with Brooklyn.
Yeah, and Jay-Z brought that team from New Jersey.
Come on. So to me, it's a done deal. Kyrie Irving is going to go to Brooklyn.
I'm telling you, that came out of left field for me. I'm not mad at it.
I don't get it. I don't get it from the standpoint of, like, you're going from what? Like, how is the Brooklyn situation better than the Boston situation?
It's not.
You don't have as good a coach. You don't have as good of supporting cast. You don't have as good of an organization. It's not. And this all but guarantees that D'Angelo Russell's probably bye-bye.
Yeah, because he's a restricted free agent, so whatever any team offers him, Brooklyn can't match. Yeah. But let's be honest,
D'Angelo Russell and Kyrie are they're pretty much the same player.
100%.
But I don't quite get that. Now, they did with last week, with last week and some of the things that they've done by trading Allen Crabbe and moving some different things around. The Brooklyn Nets have two max slots. They got two max contract slots potentially here. And that's what makes this, you know, the KD news, and it was obviously, yesterday it was official that he announced that everyone assumed, but he tore his Achilles, had surgery, all that stuff. But I tell you what, the NBA free agent, Kevin Durant's situation changes things a little bit. But it's going to be... You ever been to an auction? You ever been to, like, an event that has an auction of any kind? How interesting an auction is hinges on two things. How good are the items you're auctioning off? You know, if you're auctioning off, like, a pair of socks, everybody's like, oh, God. But if you're like, hey, two tickets to the Laker, you know, like, hold on. So how good are the items you're auctioning off? And how many bidders are there that are actually there to bid? You know, I'm there to just watch. But how many people are actually there to bid? Because let's be honest, the more bidders there are, the more interesting it is. I've been at some auctions where it's like two people buying everything, and it's like, oh boy, this is... Ugh. But I've been at some where you got amazing items auctioning off, you get three, four, five people bidding, and it's crazy, it's fun, it's exciting. Well, let me tell you, NBA free agency in a couple weeks, going to be a lot of big-time items to bid on, and man, there are going to be a lot of bidders at this auction. Think about how many teams are going to be really active to try to sign or trade a superstar. The Knicks, the Nets, the Lakers, the Celtics, the Clippers, the Warriors, Philly, and maybe even Houston. Basically, all the top teams are extremely involved. And then let's think about the players involved. I still think Kevin Durant's going to go to New York. going to go to the Knicks.
Eventually.
So you got Kevin Durant, Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving, Kawhi Leonard, Jimmy Butler, Kemba Walker, maybe D'Angelo Russell now. I mean, and then you have the picks, the fourth pick with the Lakers, and you have Zion and R.J. Barrett. And then you think about who could be involved in a trade? Anthony Davis, Bradley Beal, Chris Paul, or if all hell broke loose, Bron, which that ain't happening, but oh, Lord have mercy.
It's gotten to a point where I'm crossing my fingers that Toronto takes this today so we can get rolling with
get
this.
To it. Get to it.
Rolling to the NBA offseason.
Because you're going to start seeing some crazy, because again, the draft's next week, and so people are going to start doing some stuff.
Exactly. Like, we're already hearing the chatter about the trades.
Right.
Already. And the finals is still technically going
Ooh-wee.
On.
Again, Brooklyn, 2 max slots. The Knicks have 2 max slots. The Clippers have a path to get to 2 max slots. The Lakers have a max slot, plus they got the fourth pick and a bunch of young, attractive assets that they can make a big move with, and they're currently on the phones right now at Staples Center trying to make that move. I don't know if you need to stockpile on popcorn or anything like that, but you better get your popcorn ready come July 1st. It's about to get crazy.
June 30th.
June 30th. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
6 p.m. Like, at first, I'm not going to lie, I would usually stay up till midnight, and then I got
just
my phone
see
ready.
What,
just
see what Woj just got for us.
Bingo, because that first hour, stuff is happening.
Yes.
Now, I don't even have to stay up.
Nope, it's coming at you. You can eat dinner and then check it out.
Mm.
I mean, there could be a seismic shift here with the landscape of everything. Massive. I mean, to the point where, like, the league's totally different next year. Like, the league could be totally different.
Like
totally different.
Completely different. And what's funny is that I think one team that nobody's talking about that still has room to make moves, the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah. How about that? They were mentioned in Kemba. They were mentioned in Kemba, right?
Yep. Yeah. And they've already got Porzingis. I think Porzingis is a restricted free agent. They're going to whatever.
They got Luka.
They got Luka on a rookie contract.
Woo-woo.
It's going to look different, man.
I mean, goodness gracious. Craig emails in talking about this NCAA college basketball story, how 6 schools might get, you know, bomb dropped. He said, do you really think they will do anything to seriously hurt a program? I don't, and it will continue. See, that's the thing. I mean, all I know is they're talking about level 1 sanctions, and those are the big ones. But I'm with you. I mean, I think the hard part about it is like the realization that the NCAA is a business. And they're in their business of college basketball is a big business. I mean, again, the NCAA tournament March Madness rights went for $1 billion to CBS and Turner. $1 billion. And the one thing you maybe don't want is to do anything that hurts your business. And, you know, putting a bunch of schools like Kansas and Arizona and Louisville and all this stuff on, you know, some sort of big, huge postseason ban and they'll cripple their, like, that's not good for business. So I don't know, man. I don't know. But they got to do something, right? They got to do something. We'll see. We shall see. All right. 20 minutes away from Brian Munson. Got a thought? Can email Equitable Bank Zone Inbox, nick@1620thezone.com. Can hit me the JTAC Construction Zone Twitter feed at Nick Baugh, 402-951-1620. We're live from the Next Gen Mail Medical Clinic Zone Studios, 113 here on a Thursday.